I spend hours every day after the market closes, probably 5 to 6 hours after the market closes. I'm doing research into long-term and short-term investments. When you look for stocks, you want to treat it like a treasure hunt. For example, I start each week out with about 5,000 stocks, and I narrow that list down to a few hundred. And out of that few hundred, I might buy 5 or 10 of those stocks. So what I'm doing is I'm picking the best of the best of the best stocks. That's why I have a very good win rate.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today, my guest is Jamal Grady, and he has been a stock trader and investor for 12 years. He founded the Wall Street Forum in 2015, and the forum serves to help new as well as experienced traders and investors tackle the difficult world of Wall Street. Well, I think most investors need help from time to time. So how long have you been successfully trading? I know you've been trading for 12 years, but you must have seen people getting into trouble in that time.
Yeah, I've been in it for 12 years. I would say the first 4 years were probably the hardest. I basically read a lot of books, watched a lot of YouTube videos, tried whatever I could to figure it out. But there is a very high learning curve with the stock market.
Have you tried it all? Is there anything that you've got more favorite than others, trading types?
I've tried technical analysis, which is chart reading, and fundamental analysis of stocks, which is basically reading the books. I would say I probably prefer technical analysis. It's a lot better just from an investing and trading standpoint. It's a lot easier for newcomers to understand too.
All right. So that's charting.
Yes.
Yeah. So how does your forum help investors?
Well, the forum has all kinds of members. There's members with very little experience and members that are a lot more advanced. And anybody can come on the forum for free and just ask questions and have their questions answered, because that's really what you need when you're starting out in Wall Street. You need somebody to bounce ideas off of.
Ryan, and I see that you've, what is advertised on your platform is a whole range of different investing types, from Forex to futures. How does it work when you become a member?
Everyone has their own particular favorite. I'm personally a stock trader and investor, but like you said, there's Forex section, cryptocurrency. If you're interested in Bitcoin or whatever you're interested in, you can go to one of those sections and start posting questions there, or just whatever you want to talk about in those sections. There's really no set rule for where you can go and can't go on the site, so just have fun.
So how does it work? Is there a joining fee, or is it a monthly thing, a yearly thing? Or
the main forum is absolutely free. There's no fee to sign up. You can, when you're first on the site, you're going to look at on the top right corner, there's a sign up button, and anybody can just enter their email address and they're registered as a member already.
Okay. And is it very technical, the questions that get asked on the forum? Is someone actually sort of saying, oh, I'm going to do this, and then you watch what happens, or watch what the trade happens, or they just get advice before they do something?
Most of the questions are asked by newcomers, so they're pretty straightforward and basic questions. I can't imagine an advanced trader or investor asking a bunch of questions, if you know what I mean. So they're pretty simple questions on this site.
Yeah. So the more experienced investors answer the questions, is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
And do you recommend any particular products or trading tools or stock charts or trading platforms?
I guess we'll probably go down the list. I'd probably say, as far as brokers, I would use a more reputable service like a TD Ameritrade or E-Trade. Interactive Brokers, Lightspeed Trading, those are all good ones. I would stay away from the newcomers like Webull or Robinhood. Those aren't what your professional traders and investors use, so I would stay away from those.
Yeah.
As far as charting software goes, I like to use TC2000 software. There's actually a link to it on our homepage. If you scroll down, you'll see a link to the TC2000 sign up page. That's an excellent and very robust charting software. I love that one.
Oh, okay. And is it something you can teach yourself, or you should you know how to use charts first?
I would say TC2000 is a bit advanced, but they do have great customer service. Even I had to ask them a few questions when I first started using it. Overall, technical analysis is the same wherever you go, no matter what software you use. You can learn some of it by yourself. Some of it you can learn from YouTube videos and just reading general articles online. It takes time to get it, just like anything else in life. You got to practice at it before you're very good at it.
Yeah. So where do you find your investing tips from, your stocks that you look at? Do you take your time and really investigate a stock that's come under your radar? I mean, how do you find them?
I spend hours every day after the market closes, probably 5 to 6 hours after the market closes. I'm doing research into long-term and short-term investments. When you look for stocks, you want to treat it like a treasure hunt. For example, I start each week out with about 5,000 stocks, and I narrow that list down to a few hundred. And out of that few hundred, I might buy 5 or 10 of those stocks. So what I'm doing is I'm picking the best of the best of the best stocks. That's why I have a very good win rate.
Wow. That's a lot of analysis. Is there any special tools that you use to help you weed out the ones that you're not going to invest in?
Honestly, I use, on my technical charts, I use moving averages and stochastics. And I basically go through, I make sure I eliminate any stock that's not trending upwards. I'm a trend following trader, so I'm looking for uptrending stocks only. No sideways stocks, no downtrending stocks. You want to go with the trend. When you buy uptrending stocks, it's almost like free money because you're buying a stock that's already going up. And if it's already going up, you want to make money 9 times out of 10.
Okay, sounds good. What time frame are you looking at? Are you looking at a daily chart or weekly chart? What are you using, a 7-day, weekly, 14-day?
With swing trading, I use a daily chart. And sometimes I'll pull it back to the 5-minute chart just to get a closer view of what's going on. But for long-term investing, I always look at the weekly charts, always weekly.
So what percentages do you do of your trading is weekly or daily? Is that long-term or short-term? Is that more depending on what comes up, or if you have a percentage you like to keep long-term?
It's mostly what comes. I would say probably 20% of my portfolio is long-term. I started out as a short-term swing trader and got more into investing as time went on. Yeah. I probably prefer swing trading though.
Okay. And the types of companies that you end up with, are they all established companies, growth companies that make a legitimate product? But you're not talking about penny stocks or anything like that, are you?
We steer away from penny stocks. I don't like penny stocks, but to each his own. When I'm long-term investing, I like to do reputable long-term companies that have been around for a while. But with swing trading, you can pretty much trade any stock that looks good on the chart. And I probably wouldn't say worry too much about the background of the company, because you're only in it for a few days to a couple of weeks. So not a whole lot could go wrong in that time frame.
And do you have any way to make your trade secure? I mean, what's another word to say? Do you have an out so you're not losing money?
Of course. Before you get into any stock, you should know where your exit point is, where your uncle point is, where you're going to cut bait and run if things don't go the way you want them to. When I'm swing trading, I actually like to give my stocks about 10% on the downside. And the reason why I do that is because your average stock, if it's an uptrending stock and a good company, they probably won't go down 10%. So if it does go down 10%, then you know you're wrong. I like my stops to be far enough away from my entry point that I know for a fact I made a mistake.
So you've been in this 12 years, and you said only the first 4 years were your learning curve. So you've been successfully trading for 8 years. So what made you start this platform?
My mentor is a guy out of California. His name was Ray. His name is Ray. And he had a similar website. It wasn't a forum, but he owned the largest day trading website in the 90s. He had a very similar service, and I kind of liked what he did there. So I created my own. It's kind of like a carbon copy of what he had going on.
Right. And do you recommend having a mentor for anyone that's new to trading?
Definitely. Definitely. If you can find someone in real life, like, you know, personally, that's great. It can be an uncle. It can be a cousin. Anybody that's in the stock market that already knows what they're doing, or whatever market, Forex or whatever. Yeah, because the like I said, the learning curve is very steep. So it helps to find somebody that's already done it before.
Yeah. So are you able to share where you get most of your information from, like tips from, I suppose, or where do you go looking? Do you use the 52 weeks high, or do you look elsewhere to gauge a stock that's going up?
The 52 week high is very good, especially for long-term investing. I always look for stocks when I'm long-term investing on the weekly charts that are making all-time highs. I mean, they're at the highest point they've ever been. A lot of traders and investors would look at that and they would shy away from all-time highs, but that's actually the best point to buy a stock, believe it or not.
Okay. And where do you get that from? Are you using anyone in particular? I've looked at heaps. There seems to be heaps of them.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. I use the FinViz stock screener, finviz.com. And over there I use their premium service. I pay a monthly fee for that. It's a very great service. It's probably the best stock screener I've ever found.
Stock screener.
Mm-hmm.
Is that its name? Could you just spell it for me, please? Stock screener.
FinViz, FinViz, stock screener. Yeah.
Okay.
It's great for traders and investors.
Okay. So if you want to share any investing tips with the audience, so they get, what is the advantage of becoming a member of the forum?
Just a general member of the forum. You can ask any question you want to get it answered. One of the toughest things about being in the stock market or any kind of financial market is that a lot of times the people around you, your friends, your family, they can't relate to what you're doing. So it's kind of a lonely endeavor. With this forum, you're at least around people that know what you're talking about. They can relate to what you're going through.
Definitely. Definitely. There's not too many people I know that are investing, that's for sure, especially in the stock market. It's amazing which way the market has been going. Do you think that having an idea of what other markets are doing will affect everything else? Like, does what cryptocurrency is doing, is that because of something that the country's done, or gold, or the fact that your country is printing a lot more money to just what do you call it, the trillion-dollar package that they're putting out at the moment? They're going to print more money,
I have been watching that closely. And the government has been cutting interest rates, which obviously boosts the economy a lot. I'm not sure if there's any kind of correlation between cryptocurrency and the regular stock market, but I personally kind of steer away from cryptocurrency. I won't say I don't understand it, but it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
The market is on a rip higher right now. We're making higher highs. I think the S&P 500 this past week broke all-time highs, which is pretty cool. For the most part, you got to just hold on and pick good stocks and don't worry about where the market's going tomorrow, next week or whatever. Just trade your stocks, invest in your stocks.
Okay. And you save yourself by having a 10% margin in there. You do that with a stop?
Swing trading, 10%. I would say I use about an average of about 20% on long-term stocks. You don't want to have a too close stop on long-term investments. Give yourself a little bit more room, wiggle room for the stock to go down and recover.
Yeah. It's amazing once you get into it that there's so many ways for people to make money in the stock market. And so you've proven that you've specialized really in two ways. It's you obviously have people, but I'm just having a look down through the forum now, and there's people there talking about all sorts of things, from Forex to crypto to bonds and all sorts of things. So it looks like it's an amazing resource for those that want to join.
Mm-hmm. It is. I also wanted to say, if you allow me to plug my services, on our site, we have two in-house services. One is a swing trading service. That's the Platinum Swing Trade Alert Service. And that one does cost money. It costs $39.99 a month. And we send out daily emails to our subscribers, and we give them the best swing trades available online. For the current year, 2021, we haven't had a losing trade yet. And that's out of maybe 50 or 60 different stocks. And the other service is the 10 buck broker. It costs $10 a month, and those are long-term investments. Now, you can access both of those services on our website, on the homepage. There's links to it on the homepage or anywhere around the site. You can see the 10 buck broker and the Platinum Swing Trade Alert Service links to sign up for those.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for sharing that. It's great. I haven't spoken to anyone before that's had a forum that's been helping investors. So it's free to join. That's what you're saying. And you can ask any questions.
Correct.
All right. Well, how would the listeners find your forum then?
The name of it is wallstreetforum.net. I'll just type it in. It'll come right on up.
.net. Okay. And those two services that you were just talking about are right up the top of the page. Platinum Swing Trade Alerts and the 10 buck broker long-term stock picks. They sound very, very interesting. Thanks very much for sharing your expertise today and giving us a few tips in there. And it can be very lonely, I agree with you, because I don't know. I do own a little bit of cryptocurrency. I bought mine back in 2018 with that.
Not very good.
Wow. At the time, the second time I bought it was quite high. All I felt was quite high, and I got spooked out after that, but I just sat on it. So it's coming back now. Thanks very much. You never know what's going to happen in the trading world, that's for sure. And if you've got a way to ask some questions and get some answers, have you happy with the way that the forum operates as far as who's giving their opinions?
Oh, yeah, everything's going pretty good. We get new members signing up every day. It's growing all the time.
Yeah. And what's in it for the people that are giving their advice? They're just happy to help? Or
they're pretty much volunteers on the site. So, yeah, they're pretty much happy to help.
Oh, well, that's very encouraging, because they all want to be successful, I assume.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks very much. You've been listening to Jamal Grady, and he's the founder of the Wall Street Forum. So this is a forum where you can go and ask all the stock questions you possibly want, and you'll get quite a few different answers. By the look of this, I've been going through, and there's been lots of posts on different topics and lots of answers. So thanks for sharing your expertise today, Jamal.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.